The last Sunday of the church year, in the year of our Lord, 2024. A reading from the Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 13. Jesus said, "In those days, after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. And then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts out its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near, at the very gates. Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But concerning that day or that hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard, keep awake, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his servants in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to stay awake. Therefore stay awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or when the cock crows, or in the morning, lest he come suddenly and find you asleep. And what I say to you, I say to all, stay awake." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Once again, the reading was from Mark chapter 13, verses 24 through 37. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And what I say to you, I say to all. Stay awake. Today is the last Sunday of the church year, which means that all of our readings and hymns have us looking ahead to that last day when Jesus Christ comes again in glory to judge the living and the dead. Unfortunately, none of these readings or hymns gives us any indication of when the last day will happen. It could be today. In just a few minutes, when we join with the whole company of heaven and earth in singing, "Holy, holy, holy to the one who comes in the name of the Lord." Or it could happen centuries in the future, when we ourselves, our children, and even our grandchildren are all dead and buried, awaiting the resurrection. Indeed, Jesus himself says, "But concerning that day or that hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father." Even Jesus, in his humility as the Son of Man, does not know when the last day will occur, only that it will happen when all people have had his gospel proclaimed to them. And while it can be frustrating waiting for the last day, Jesus wants us neither to be discouraged nor to be complacent as we await that last day. Rather, Jesus tells us four times in today's gospel, "Stay awake. Stay awake and do not let your faith falter as you look forward to Christ's second coming. Stay awake and do not be lulled into self-righteousness as you look ahead to Judgment Day." But how can we stay awake during the darkness of these end times? Jude, the brother of Jesus and author of today's epistle reading, has this to say about that question. "Keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. According to Jude, it is the incarnation of the love of God. It is our Savior, Jesus Christ, who keeps us spiritually awake, who keeps us from stumbling during these end times, who keeps us alert and even presents us without sin on that last day. Much like some people utilize bright lights to keep them physically awake, it is the light of Jesus Christ continually shining in our dark world and in our own lives that keeps us spiritually awake for the last day. Therefore, let us keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, who is the author of our faith and the one who brings it to its goal. You see, dear brothers and sisters, faith in our Savior, Jesus Christ, will bring us to the goal of helping us stay awake and keeping us alert for the last day. Because faith knows what to look for. When Jesus described what the last day will look like, in those days after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. And then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. Faith says to this, we've seen this before. We know how to stay awake because we know what to look for. After all, were not the sun and moon darkened for 6 hours on Good Friday, when Jesus Christ our Lord took our judgment upon himself? Were not the powers in heaven shaken by the earthquake that shook the holy city and split the curtain of the temple in two from top to bottom, just as Jesus Christ our Redeemer died? By faith, do we not see the Son of God and Son of Man mounted on the throne of his cross, where he displays his glory and his power over sin, death, and the devil? And does not the cross still stand as the object around which the elect are gathered for worship, for comfort, and for strength until the last day? All of this to say, God-given faith working in us helps us stay awake for Christ's second coming by constantly reminding us of Christ's first coming and by constantly shining upon us the light of Jesus Christ and him crucified. By extension, then, our divine service also helps us stay awake for Christ's second coming. Since everything in the divine service serves to strengthen faith and focuses us on Jesus Christ crucified. In confession and absolution, we keep alert to our sins, Repent of them, confess them, and receive absolution and forgiveness of them. Meaning that because of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, you can stay awake for the last day without fear, knowing you won't be judged for your sins at that time, since your sins are judged and forgiven each week, right here. In the chanting, reading, and exposition of the scriptures, we take to heart God's word, and we cling to the word incarnate as the object of our salvation. Meaning we can stay awake for the last day, since Jesus says, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away." By clinging to the certainty of God's word, we can endure, stay awake, and keep alert for Christ's return. In the prayers, we trust in Christ's intercession for us with our Father, and we implore him to help us in these end times, as well as to help others in their various needs. Meaning we can stay awake for the last day in the confidence that God hears our prayers and delights to answer them according to his will, including helping us stay awake. And in the remembrance of our baptism and reception of the Lord's Supper, our faith is strengthened, our sins are forgiven, and we are reminded of the promise of our everlasting life with Christ. Meaning we can stay awake for the last day, again without fear, knowing that that last day is the beginning of our new, resurrected life in the new heavens and new earth, forever worshiping Jesus Christ, the Lamb slain for the life of the world. While preaching on today's gospel over 1,600 years ago, St. Augustine of Hippo began his sermon as such. "The advice which you have just heard Scripture give, when it tells us to watch for the last day, every one should think of as concerning his own last day. Lest by chance, when you judge or think the last day of the world to be far distant, you slumber with respect to your own last day." At this point, it may be the case that Christ will come again before our own last days. Or it may not be the case. Nonetheless, how we stay awake for Christ's second coming is also how we stay awake for our own deaths. That is, by living in the mercy of God, repenting of our sins and receiving forgiveness, remembering our baptisms, receiving the Lord's Supper, reading and meditating on God's word, praying, attending church, conversing with brothers and sisters in the faith, proclaiming the good news of Jesus to others, and ultimately keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus Christ and him crucified, who is our forgiveness, life, and salvation. And therefore, when Jesus commands us three times to stay awake for his second coming, we can also be sure that by his first coming, by his crucifixion and resurrection, he himself gives us everything we need to keep us awake. This is as we chanted in today's introit. We are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness. O Lord, make me know my end and what is the measure of my days, Let me know how fleeting I am. Behold, you have made my days a few handbreadths, and my lifetime is as nothing before you. And now, O Lord, for what do I wait? My hope is in you. May Jesus Christ crucified be your light and your hope to help you stay awake all the days of your life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Having heard the word of God, we confess our faith using the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, so govern our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that ever mindful of your glorious return, we may persevere in both faith and holiness of living. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom, and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. God's richest blessings to you this week and this weekend and this week ahead.